Now, there's an art to packing for a trip or holiday. Your ability to cram many items into the smallest possible space could save you serious money on the low-cost airlines. Only taking hand luggage on board also means you're free to go and explore as soon as you clear customs. No need to wait around for the baggage carousel to whir into action, and no risk of losing your luggage, so it's a win-win if you can cram it in. But how can you get a fortnight's clothes and toiletries in one bag? Lonely Planet's new book, How to Pack, will tell you. Authors Sarah Barrell and Kate Simon have put together tips and advice on how to carry off the perfectly packed carry-on. Jess Cole is the book's editor. So, Jess, which method of packing works best? Rolling, bundling, stuffing, or folding?
It depends on the kind of luggage you're using, and it depends on the kind of packer you are. I think probably if there was a winner, it would probably be rolling. It saves a lot of space, and it helps to avoid creases in the same way that folding creates creases. Rolling and folding sort of don't really work with backpacks because everything's going to be shoved in and taken out at will. And really, stuffing's the only option sometimes.
If you were going away for 2 weeks, let's say somewhere you got sunshine, Tenerife, could you do it all on hand luggage?
Yeah, I think so, absolutely. Particularly if it's warm, then you don't need a great deal of stuff, really. I think there are a few clever tips that you can use. For example, capsule wardrobes are the way forward. So that's all about using the most versatile clothes that you've got so that you can mix and match all of them together to create lots of different looks. So one t-shirt can be an evening wear if it's matched with a blazer, or it can be beach wear if it's matched with some shorts, and so on. And so that's a really clever way to pack light and still get the most wear out of everything. If you're traveling with friends, a really great thing to do is try and pool your resources. Use the same chargers if you've got the same phones.
I really like the suggestion I've never seen before in your book, which suggested some hotel chains that have washer dryers.
No, that's true. And I think that's something that's becoming more and more popular as people like to travel light. And the other great thing that's happening at the moment, which is quite a cool in vogue thing, is laundromats are coming back and being made cool. So there are places where you can go and watch stand-up comedy while you're laundry is being washed, or you can go and have a hipster cup of tea.
Now, you also cover making sure kids limit the amount of toys they take with them.
You know, kids have to be able to take their toys. A happy child is a happy family and a happy holiday. I think the clue is in getting children to take responsibility for what they're taking. You can get them to draw their own packing list if they're younger kids.
You can buy your copy of Lonely Planet's How to Pack from all good bookstores at £7.99, or start as you mean to go on. Download it to your Kindle from Amazon. That'll save you 400 grams in weight, you know.